This is Dr. Mejia, detaining for the patient Joseph Agbola, A-G-B-O-O-L-A. Medical request 148957, direct 12-24-1950, referring physician Dr. Sai Soto. Procedure performed EGD and colonoscopy. Secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure. March 11, 2022, indications, early satiety, dysphagia, screening for colon cancer, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, mild gastritis, number 2, internal hemorrhage, number 3, 2 colon polyps removed, paragraph. Deform section, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy. Complication done immediately, medication aspirin, monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph. Operative procedure, aspirin. Double template paragraph findings. Autofinds appear normal paragraph esophagus. Appear normal biopsies taken from mid proximal and distal esophagus. Low eosinophilic esophagitis paragraph. Stomach, there's diffuse erythema in the antrum, body biopsies taken. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Biopsies taken from second portion of the duodenum. Rural celiac disease, pure paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1, pure sigmoid descending colon appear normal otherwise. Pure in the sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive polyp. 2 millimeters pale, removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, pure paragraph. Spleen flexure appear normal, pure paragraph. Transverse colon hepatic flexure appear normal, pure paragraph. In the ascending colon, there's a diminutive polyp about 2 millimeters erythematous, removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, pure paragraph. Cecum appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports. Number 2, anti-reflux measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinic. The next number, high fiber diet. Next number, 5, supplementation. Next number, patient will need 8 repeat colonoscopy in 5 years period.